Dr. Pinsky dictating email, IME, I'm Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, D'Angelo, D apostrophe capital A-N-G-E-L-O. Philip D'Angelo is a 53-year-old male who describes he was injured at work on 128-22 when he slipped on ice and fell backwards. Paired as a result, he believes he injured his head, common neck, common right shoulder, and back, and was seen at urgent care the same day. Paired, he had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Paired, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Paired, new paragraph, as per the records provided, Mr. D'Angelo was seen at patient first on 128-22, describing the same mechanism of injury as above. Paired, they noted a history of fusion at cervical discs 4 and 5. Paired, he does not feel those same feelings at this time. Period. He did undergo cervical spine x-rays to be inserted here as marked. Period. He also underwent right shoulder x-rays that showed no fracture or dislocation. Period. X-rays of the left shoulder showed mild degenerative changes but no fracture or dislocation. Period. He was diagnosed with a sprain, for which he was begun on medications and a cervical collar. Period. He then alleged that the sprains were of the cervical spine, right shoulder, and left shoulder. Period. He returned on 130-22. And was improving. Period. They anticipated a full duty release date of 2-6-22. Period. However, he followed up on 2-5-22 and was kept on modified activities. Period. He continued to be seen periodically over the next several weeks. Period on 2-17-22. They discussed getting him into physical therapy. Period. He continues to be seen at patient first through 3-30-22, having last been seen a month ago. Period, he has since undergone 11 physical therapy sessions with some success and improvement of symptoms. Period. He had not seen an orthopedist or spine specialist since his cervical fusion, quote, many years ago. Period, end quote. At work, he is mostly writing handwritten letters, which causes spasms in his neck and shoulder. Period. The surgeon on his neck was Dr. O'Shea, and he requested a return to her. Period. New paragraph. Cervical spine MRI was done on 6-2-22 to be inserted. Period, it was not compared to any specific prior documented study. Period, new paragraph, he was then seen by Dr. Potipan on 6-3-22 and diagnosed cervical sprain, common cervical disc displacement, common infusion of the cervical region. Period, he did not recommend surgical intervention at that time. Period. He cleared Mr. D'Angelo for sedentary work. Period. He was was then seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser on 6/22/22. Period. He had completed physical therapy, which he found somewhat helpful. Period. The prior cervical spine fusion was from a car accident in 2007. Period. On 7/25/22, Dr. Pulser instilled medial branch blocks in the cervical spine. Period. The petitioner followed up with Dr. Pulser through 8/10/22. Period. At that point, he had about 75% reduction in pain. Period. He was not pain-free, but is more functional. Period. They were going to hold off on further injections at the time. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement status. Dr. Pulser did not feel he can return to work doing heavy lifting given his monthly level fusion, but he would make light duty restrictions permanent. These were listed as no lifting greater than 20 pounds. Period. Physical exam. General Prancy volunteered that he was on narcotics for a few years following his previous neck injury and surgery. Period. Head, eyes, ears. Normal. Neurologic. Normal. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Most of the right hip was full, but internal rotation is listed as low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Spine cervical inspection revealed the right anterior transverse scar consists with his surgery. Period. Active flexion was to 40 degrees, comma, extension 35 degrees, comma, rotation right 55 degrees and left 65 degrees, comma, with side bending right 15 degrees and left 20 degrees. Period. There was global tenderness palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He sat comfortably 90 degrees lumbar flexion and flexed from a standing position to 80 degrees. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 75 to 80 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. This is not clinically meaningful. Period. On the right at 90 degrees, no low back radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions. On 9/28/22, Philip D'Angelo slipped on ice and fell. Period. He came into the care of patient first and saw Dr. D-I-M-A-P-I-L-I-S. Period. She had him undergo x-rays of the cervical spine and both shoulders that showed no acute abnormalities. Period. He was diagnosed with sprains and strains and initiated on medications and a cervical collar. Period. He followed up over the next several weeks with improvement. Period. He participated in physical therapy. Period. Mr. D'Angelo had previously undergone cervical spine surgery by Dr. Roche. Period. He did have a cervical spine MRI on 6/2/22 that was not directly compared with any prior studies. Period. He also saw spine surgeon Dr. Ponipan, who did not believe surgery was indicated. Period. He followed up with Dr. Pulser through 8/10/22 via telemedicine. Period. He reported 75% improvement from the medial nerve branch blocks. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. Due to his underlying cervical, multi-level cervical spine fusion, Dr. Pulser did not feel it was safe for him to work in a full duty capacity. Period. In paragraph 8, current examination of Mr. D'Angelo found healed cervical spine scar consistent with his surgery and decreased active range of motion. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative and he had global tenderness to palpation in the absence of spasm. Period. There was full range of motion in both shoulders. Where provocative maneuver, scratch of both shoulders. Period. He had intact strength and sensation. Period. He had essentially full range of motion of the lumbar spine. paired supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left. At 75 to 80 degrees, elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. But this is not clinically meaningful. Gritty was able to ambulate with a physiologic gait and no handle-assisted devices, limp or foot drop. Period. New paragraph with respect to the incident of 128-22. Mr. D'Angelo sustained 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the head, comma, neck, comma, mid-back, comma, low back, comma, and right shoulder. Period. It would appear that he has returned to his baseline status from a prior cervical spine fusion. Period. The subject event did not cause permanent aggravation or acceleration about his neck to a material degree. Period. And that is the end.